This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of the conversation, bringing you into Tuesday, August the 23rd. Yes, hello. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen with a focus on politics. Not exactly the main bill of fare of the Good Day program, but because there's so much conversation, so many conversation starters about the people and how we deal with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and who's behind their rise, their meteoric rise to success and fame. Have they been responsible for it themselves? Is Hillary Clinton responsible for what's happening with her, to her, around her? That part of me, which has a spiritual bent, says yes, because we are all responsible for what happens to us. We and the universe, we all are here. We have people who help us, because I don't think you can get to the top. I don't think you can get anywhere much by yourself anymore. I think you got to have help. You got to have help. So who's helping Hillary? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow the continuing conversation. Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook /Good Day. Who's been Hillary's biggest helper? Is it her husband, Bill? A lot of people argue yes. Has it been her daughter? Chelsea's been a big help. Yes. Has it been all the people who contributed large sums of money to her on the speaking gigs? I read something the other day. She got $300,000 for speaking for an hour to some group. I don't know who it was. A lot of people throw stones at that. You know what? That's the way it is. That's how business is conducted. But who is really responsible for her? She was born into the world, had good parents. She learned early on what it was to be influential. She was smart. She was driven. She has, no, I shouldn't use the past tense, because she is smart and she is driven. She wants this job. She has wanted it for a long time. She could taste it. She wanted it so much. So, is it the same on the other side with Donald Trump? Does he want the job so much that he can taste it? Is he responsible for getting where he's going? You look at the Hillary advisors. It's been the same group of people that have been a part of that inner group, mostly same people. There are a few different ones. Some have been fired, and some of them died, and some of them, oh, wait a minute, no. Hillary and Bill, people have died on their watch. There are those rumors, and I chuckle about them because who knows what's true. But if you look at the people, the faces, those who are around the Clintons, it's the same group from the 90s doing practical advising. But There's a sort of sense that there's something else going on. Somebody else is there. But who is it? Who's behind the scenes with Hillary? Ask the same question about Donald Trump. Who's behind the scenes with Donald Trump? Have you been surprised at some of the people who have popped up that are advising Trump? Some of the people who have quieted him down? Some of the people who have suggested that he lean a little more to the right. And then there are those on both sides who would tear them apart. Both of them. The people who are on CNN or MSNBC who tear apart Donald Trump. The people who are on Fox and whatever there's another equivalent to. I don't know what it is, but, well, there's plenty of stuff in print that tear Hillary apart. So there are those on the left that tear Trump apart and those on the right who tear Mrs. Clinton apart. I'm going to speculate here for a moment that the news media is more left than center or right. There is the liberal media and there is the conservative media. And they are assassins. Both of them. Both sides are assassinating or trying to assassinate the character of the other. The liberal media trying to assassinate Donald Trump. Look at the New York Times every day. Bang, boom, crash, kill. Trump, bum, no good. It's the same thing. Conservative media, Fox. Hillary, look at this. Newsmax, oh my God. You'd think that she was the devil incarnate. You could read that stuff and believe it or hear it. Some of the talk show hosts who continue to drill down on Hillary. Oh, my God, she's terrible. Look at this. How could you vote for her? Speaking to the choir. Both sides are speaking to the choir. I thought it was yesterday. It is yesterday's New York Times. There's a mediator column now by Jim Rutenberg. And yesterday it was focused on Sean Hannity. Sean apparently has become an advisor to Donald Trump. Rutenberg reported that Hannity is not a journalist. I'm not one either. I wasn't trained to be. Sean wasn't trained to be. And by the way, who wants to be one? At this point, at this juncture in our history, I don't want to be a journalist. They're not doing the job. How about that? So the question comes on whether Hannity is advising Trump any more than Don Lemon is advising Hillary. Is he? He's certainly in the tank for Hillary. That's pretty obvious, isn't it? And that's the same with Lawrence O'Donnell, who's over at MSNBC, who is the chief character assassin there of Donald Trump. And then you can find these same people on the other side trying to assassinate the character of Hillary Clinton. The question comes on why anyone can't cover the story about Donald Trump, whether you like him or you don't like him. How did he get so many people to vote for him? Pretty interesting question, isn't it, huh? How did he eviscerate what was the right wing of the Republican Party? How did Trump eliminate 16 career politicians? Donald Trump, whatever you think about him, is getting the raw end of the stick from the left-wing news media. The New York Times is not fair to Trump. Are they fair to Hillary? No, they give her all the good ink and they give Trump all the bad ink. That's not fair. Not fair to you. So, if you look at the left or the right, neither is fair to the other. Is that just the way it is? Come on, Doug. Grow up. Grow a pair. Understand what's going on. It's been going on forever. The left tries to assassinate the right, and the right tries to assassinate the left, at least as far as character is concerned. So, go ahead, Karen.
I was going to ask, I guess I'm just interested to know, you know, when newspapers were the main source of information, did you think that you could read the newspaper and feel like you were just getting the news?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and I think that's the interesting thing is, you know, whether that was the truth or whether it's just the way that you felt. Now you have to, I always say, when I go into reading the news, I have to go in with a sense of, okay, well, I know that this is biased to this way and this is biased to this way. So I tried to read multiple things.
So what's the point of it?
To get the full story. Yeah. And yeah. It is a little frustrating to know that you can't just go someplace. I mean, where can you go to just read the news?
Uh-huh.
You can't really.
You can't. Nope.
You have to, and so you have to be responsible around. For yeah. yourself beforehand and know what you're going into, which is, I do think that's different than how it used to be.
It is. It's a lot different. Yep. All right, let's let that sit and brew with some people. We'll take a little more time on that. Plus, we have our 2020 News Quiz question coming up here, 16 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
I'm going to not leave this alone because I think this is an in-depth hour, so we have the freedom to talk about a lot of different things and to stir the pot, if you will. So I'm going to go back to my theory about the left and the right and the news media and stuff in the next half hour. Right now, though, time for our 2020 News Quiz question, which can be answered right now at 888-302-3684. Get a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work by Marilla Trilogy. By all standards, this story has gotten terrific, I don't know if terrific is the right word, but a tremendous attention. So this is probably going to be a fairly easy question for you. What's the latest group trying to shut down the pipeline, the oil pipeline from Canada to the Gulf Coast? There's a group of people standing together to shut down the pipeline all over social media yesterday. Which group? You can describe them in any number of ways, but what group is the latest to try to shut down the pipeline construction? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Who's trying to shut down the pipeline now? 21 after the hour. Good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Not anybody much better than the Boss when it comes to a history of pop music that lasts, what, 40 years? At this point, the guy's still growing his entourage, and he's still going out on the road. This is not just a little. This guy fills up every stadium that he goes to. I think he does four of these a week, doesn't he? If I'm not mistaken,
he's out definitely makes
all
multiple,
the time.
Yeah, multiple stops yeah. Wherever he goes. Sometimes so, he up to maybe 13 nights he's done. In
really,
areas.
In a row? Yeah. So he's enlisted. Billy Joel, who was in Boston last week, Bruce Springsteen has enlisted the help of Representative Bill Pascrell of New Jersey, trying to solve the frustration that's shared by most of us when we try to buy tickets to concerts and Broadway shows and sporting events. Ticketmaster and WHORE go well together. the fans that are so annoyed. I think he's in MetLife Stadium three times this week, isn't he?
Yes.
A lot of people paid a lot of money to see him. So this bill from Congressman Pascrell is called the Better Oversight of Secondary Sales and Accountability in Concert Tickets. But it's also called the Boss Act, in homage to Springsteen, complained that fans were being directed to a website owned by Ticketmaster, where tickets are being offered at more than four times their face value. As I said, WHORE goes well when you talk. Not just Ticketmaster, they're all the same, but Ticketmaster is the worst. The law would crack down on the use of these computer programs that are used by ticket brokers to buy up all the tickets. It would also force Ticketmaster to disclose exactly how many tickets are on sale for every show to cut down on some of the mystery. This is something that is a complete disaster for people like me. It's going to Adele, for example.
You're right.
$1,400.
That's crazy.
It's not out of your mind. But people fill up the stands because they want to go. But the average person, who's going to come up with even, I can afford $1,400 if I want to spend it, but I don't want to spend it. I'm not going to spend it. I refuse to spend it. I remember last year, Meredith and I went to see a couple of shows at Fenway Park. And I think I paid $400 a seat for the tickets, and they were good tickets, but still the face value was half that, I think, $280 or something, like that. The brokers use illegal software to quickly purchase all of the tickets they can and then sell them at these ridiculous markups. In New Jersey, the Attorney General's office found third-party brokers resell tickets on sites like StubHub and Tickets Now at margins of 49% above the face value, sometimes 10 times the price of the ticket. So let's follow this law and see, hopefully.
I hope this passes in New York. Yeah, in New York, they're working on similar legislation, and it's been spearheaded by Lin-Manuel Miranda because of Hamilton ticket prices, which he can't do anything about. But the resale on Hamilton tickets, I mean, it's ridiculous.
How much?
Oh, well, when he was still in the production, the last night there were front row tickets that went for $16,000 a ticket.
Yay!
And people paid it. Somebody paid it.
Out of your minds.
But he's been trying to work on this too in New York for all the Broadway shows and concerts because the ticket bots are horrible. No one stands a chance.
Chris Noth, the actor, owns a Broadway theater as well, and I remember him getting involved in all of this. It seemed to be in the last year or so. So there's a lot of people who are trying to fix the problem, but it's definitely an WHORE's business, if you know what I mean. 28 past the hour here.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen. Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
Is your blood pressure too high? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, the NIH, the nation's medical research agency, says this. We're vastly undertreating high blood pressure in men and women from all backgrounds over the age of 50. This advice is based on their new landmark study, nicknamed SPRINT. In this study, they aggressively treated blood pressure to see if lower, way lower, was better. The startling conclusion? Yes, it is. Lowering blood pressure to 120 does prevent strokes, heart attacks, and saves lives. DCOC advice? Talk to your doctor about your blood pressure and see if this applies to you. But know this, it took 3 minutes to lower blood pressure to 120 in this study. And of course, more pills means more side effects, so this won't work for some. But remember, no need to panic. High blood pressure takes years to take its toll, so you're not in any immediate danger. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Roughest for as we look ahead. I'm Doug Steffen at 34 after the hour on Good Day with Kara Schillen and you and your comments. Our 2020 News Quiz question, which is still available to be answered, has to do with something that blew up yesterday in the news. That was pretty interesting. And social media as well. So we're looking for the name of the group.
It's a collective group.
Or you could name individual members of the group. Maybe that helps to give it away a bit. I'm looking for the group, the latest group, trying to shut down the construction of the pipeline. And this site happens to be in North Dakota. But there are any number of groups along the way. You all thought this was dead, but it's not. Because as soon as the president, the current president is out, the next president is going to be asked to open things up again. So the conversation continues about the pipeline. So there are seven different groups who have banded together, and I want to know who they are. You can tell me about the groups, or you can tell me about the collective, who is the latest to try to shut down the pipeline. 888-302-3684 or 888-302-DUG. It's interesting how sometimes it's just the phraseology of the way I ask the question, how people respond to it. Sometimes In 2 seconds, Kara will tell you every single line is jammed because, and sometimes it's a question that I don't think is very easy. And then sometimes, and I've said this for years, I'll tell you that the question is easy and nobody comes up with the right answer. So it's hard to figure because your mind isn't the same as mine and vice versa. So that's what makes for interesting conversation. And what I find interesting are people's reactions to the book Maria Trilogy has written, Life is Good When You Do the Work. A lot of essays that are enlightening and inspiring. I find those sorts of things to be very helpful, especially at this time of the day, to sort of set your mind onto what it is that your priorities are for the day. So anyway, the priorities of this group is to shut down the pipeline. What's the story? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, back to the discussion that I started in the last half hour about the liberal news media. I shouldn't call it news media because it really isn't. Kara and I were talking about how little we actually learned about what's going on in the news. Conservative, maybe it's the conservative talk radio is more influential than liberal talk radio is because the people they put on the air that are liberals are not very good for whatever the reason. They just aren't. There are a couple of good ones, a couple of standout ones, but they don't have the cachet that Hannity does or Limbaugh does or the people who are political, that are politically strong. Anyway, so we were talking about who's influencing whom, and the news media yesterday, or at least some of the lefties, took on Sean Hannity, which I thought was interesting, because they are saying he's advising Donald Trump, and he is a very serious advisor to Donald Trump because he has political ambitions. Now, I know Sean, he's not my best buddy, but I know him well enough to know that he does have political aspirations. I think that he's made it clear. I don't know if he said it on the air, but I know for any number of years there has been a solid concentration or focus on Florida for him. Because after his children get out of school, there seems to be, or at least there has been, a desire to move to Florida and run for the Senate. I think he'd be good at that, actually. He's very thoughtful. He works hard. He's smart. He's affable. Whether that's the case or not, here's the rumor floating around about Hannity. And I'll bet there are a lot of people who either talked to him about this yesterday or will today. He's denying that he's giving Trump advice. If he is, I think he's, you know, some of the advice is probably pretty good if he's having him calm down and focus on the issues. Now, what does it mean if you're Sean Hannity and you deny that Trump's, that you're helping Trump while the poll numbers are down, but then if the poll numbers go up, you're going to say, wow, yeah, I'm responsible for that. Anyway, the joke of all this is that the news media is a disgrace. It is. CNN is, Fox is, MSNBC. The average listenership or viewership at Fox, for example, is 68 years old. You know that? The average viewer on Fox is 68 years old. So where are the people who are under 35? What's happening to the people like the Kara listeners, that Kara group, doesn't want to watch Cialis commercials all the time, isn't angry all the time. The millennials that are under 35 are not paying any attention to any of this stuff, to the people on the radio, to the people on television. They're not. And when they see the New York Times and this stuff, they find it all irrelevant. As I do, and I'm not under 35. Sorry to disappoint or disillusion you if you didn't know that I wasn't under 35. I'm a little older than 35. And I find all of this stuff is just crud on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
It's just,
I mean, I do find that most people my age are interested in what's going on.
Yes.
And are very invested in this election.
Yeah.
But as far as, yeah, watching TV to find the news, you know, I have it on at work, but yeah, that's the only time I ever watch it. And I find myself, and this is how I've always been frustrated, that, you know, I find myself to be an empathetic person. And so when you watch TV and all they're just going on and on about people dying or just things that are supposed to make you kind of sad or negative, I find that very depressing to watch.
Garbage.
And I don't get any garbage takeaways in from it. And I feel garbage like out. Most people my age yet don't watch that on TV either.
Nah, they don't. All right, so anyway, to go a little bit further with Trump, is he getting back on track? Is it because Sean Hannity is advising him? Is he having a hard time retreating on the immigration issue? That's one of the things. Immigration, very important to me as an issue. But he's gone too far, for me, at any rate. But there are things that need to be done. So how do we get them done, is the question. How do you get away from all of the... See, he's still got time to change. The message doesn't have to be honed until the last kind of like 4 weeks before the election. All the other stuff is... People forget whatever it is. They remember he's a character. They remember he said outrageous things on Celebrity Apprentice. They all... But that's... It. Public has a short memory. And that's why it's such a joke that the news media takes this whole campaign thing and spreads it out so that it's a continuing campaign, but it's for their benefit. It isn't for your benefit. You don't pay any attention to it for the most part. You might pay a little attention to it, but you're not paying a lot of attention to it until it gets down to close to the finish line. That's just the way it is. All right, so anyway, that's my political overview of the situation at the moment. You can comment Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. Again, we have not the right answer. I'm sort of interested in this. I'm going to the answer to the 2020 News Quiz question coming up with the story behind the story there on what it is that is going on. The construction site for the Dakota Access Pipeline and what they're doing to try to stop it. They will be identified right after these words.
Introducing Truly Spiked and Sparkling Water. It tastes like sparkling water, but with a refreshing twist. 5% alcohol, light fruit taste, simple ingredients, and 100 calories. Truly refreshing.
Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Mass. Please drink responsibly.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea? When you want the taste of real iced tea, but with a kick. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea is brewed like a beer, but tastes like real iced tea. Cool, refreshing, smooth, with a kick. Twisted Tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I try out lots of great products, and I was so impressed by the new Generac iCube 2000 portable inverter generator, I featured it on Fox & Friends. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac iCube 2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and hundreds less than a Honda generator. And right now, you can order a Generac iCube for just $71 a month with 12 easy zero-interest payments and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Plus, you'll get free shipping, and the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. The Generac IQ will make sure you're never out of power. Get yours for just $71 a month with a 30-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, and my book free at GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or go to GeneracIQ.com, GeneracIQ.com.
Plan your dive and dive your plan. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how this simple rule can make the difference between a great dive and a not-so-great dive.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Proper dive planning is essential. Pick a dive site within the experience level of you and your buddy. Decide on the objective of the dive. Set a depth limit and time. Identify entry and exit points. And make sure you have a current emergency action plan. Finally, complete a pre-dive safety check and confirm your dive plan with your buddy. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com.
Benetrans. Oh, 46 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen on Good Day. Okay, so the answer to the 2020 News Quiz question is the this large group of American Indians, they want to shut down the new oil pipeline. Seven bands of the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota Nation standing together at the Battle of of Bighorn on June 25th, 1876. And so they haven't gotten together since then, until now. The same group of Indians that beat Custer at Little Bighorn are now trying to beat the government or whoever it is that's building the pipeline. This is in Cannonball, North Dakota. Construction site for the Dakota Access Pipeline. Work stopped because of the protests over the weekend. Local law enforcement citing safety concerns. Listen to this.
None of our water comes from anywhere else. It's just all from the Missouri River. It's overwhelming. Like I said, we're scared. It's threatening not just us, but like I said, our future generation.
The people we talked to here are worried that if the pipeline were to leak, it might pollute the Standing Rock Reservation's water source and other reservations downstream.
Minewitoni is water is life.
There's a renewable alternative for that oil. There is no alternative for water.
More than a dozen people have been arrested so far, including the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's chairman. And the oil company is suing the protesters in federal court. In a statement, the company told us the pipeline is in accordance with the law, and that this is an important energy infrastructure project that benefits all Americans and our national economy. The Standing Rock Tribe also has a separate lawsuit in a D.C. district court against the Army Corps of Engineers for approving the project.
This is our Aboriginal territory. So where we are today was is the Army Corps taken area, but we own the mineral rights and we own the riverbed. And I hate to say own because it's not in the American sense of owning. We have our own word, wo-wa-u, oniha, which is the collective ownership.
So this is a $3.8 billion pipeline project supposed to run oil from the areas in North Dakota where they're getting it out of the ground to Illinois. It doesn't quite cross through the Standing Rock Reservation, but it does, as they suggested, cross the Missouri River, which is their source for water. That's a mile down from the reservation. So the opposition has reached a breaking point. Frankly, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this is because the news media has been pretty damn quiet about this, hasn't paid much attention to it at all. Another example of the news media doing its usual slurpy job and covering something that's important. This is important. I think this is an important story, and I think that it ought to have more airing. How many people have you heard discussing it, or even how much coverage have you gotten of this? I didn't know about it until I saw it on Facebook yesterday. So there's, I don't know, it's an interesting perspective, isn't it? 50 minutes after the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Joining us now on Good Day is the CEO of Strayer Education, entrepreneur Carl McDonald is here. I want to find out, first of all, why Strayer Education is in the news. Are you trying to become a household name? Looks like you have some pretty interesting ideas. What's Strayer Education?
Well, Strayer Education is a holding company that owns and operates Strayer University, which has been around for about 126 years. We also own and operate the Jack Welch Management Institute, so former CEO of GE's management school is a part of Strayer. And now we're pleased to make the acquisition of the New York Code and Design Academy, which teaches web development, mobile app development, and we have plans to expand that nationwide.
All right, so this is something Strayer University been around. I think that most people think that the idea of pay or this kind of education is new. So you have set the course a long time ago for this. I went to school at Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio, which got started about the same time you started Strayer University. Interesting.
Yeah, so we've always had a history of serving working adults and helping people enrich their lives and improve their professional outlook through education, and we're looking to do that now in the coding space.
All right, so let's talk about coding, C-O-D-I-N-G, which is using, we are in the age of the internet, age of the computer, coders are in high demand. What do you look for as a good, when you look around at candidates, you got to know at this point what makes success. So who's the perfect coder? Who's the candidate for this kind of education?
Well, it's usually somebody that's very motivated to try to improve their career, because these coding boot camps are designed to help people in a very rapid way through about 10 or 16 weeks, depending if you go part-time or full-time, to upskill and to get a web development job. The kinds of traits that students tend to have is just a high work ethic, fair amount of commitment, a lot of curiosity, some talent, but they don't really need any experience at all in coding. That's what we do. We teach people how to be web developers and mobile app developers.
All right, so number of jobs limitless. This is one of the things that when we criticize the university system today, a lot of kids get out. What was it, 24% of students graduating last May didn't have a job, but yet there are schools that still refuse to sort of specialize like you do in areas where you know when you get out you're going to have a job.
Well, coding, there certainly are bright career prospects. The government's Bureau of Labor and Statistics is estimating there'll be a shortage of web development coding-related jobs of about 1 million positions short between now and the end of the decade. So when you think about the Internet economy, which we're in, every sector of the U.S. economy is touched by technology, and there's not a piece of technology that isn't related to coding. So, again, any individual who's looking for a solid career prospects, coding is something that people should give a hard look to.
All right, so is this something you can do online, or do you have to go to the, I see you have courses offered in a number of cities around the country. Is this you got to go to school, or can you do this online?
There are some online entities that teach coding, but to my knowledge, none of them have the career prospects that the boot camp model does. And the boot camp model is you actually go to a location. If you're going to go full-time, you go all day, Monday through Friday, for about 10 weeks. During those 10 weeks, you're actually building websites or you're building mobile apps. So you're already creating a portfolio of work. And at the conclusion of that boot camp, employers come in and they review your portfolio. And very often, positions are offered to students there on the spot.
Right.
And it doesn't happen to everyone, certainly, but that's been our experience. And again, it's just such a huge demand in terms of the economy that individuals should think seriously about looking at coding if they're interested in making a career change.
So this, the assumption here is we're talking about 20-somethings. There are a lot of 40-somethings, mothers who are sending their children off to the last child goes off to school this year. They want a job. They want to get back into the workforce. And I was talking on the program about how opportune a moment it is for mothers in their 40s. What about this for them?
It could be a great solution. It could be a great opportunity for both men and women of all ages, people in their 20s, people in their 30s, and people in their 40s and beyond. So the best way to learn about it, if you have an interest, is to go to nycda.com, and that's where you can find out about the specific programs and the curricula and the classes that we're offering across the United States beginning in September.
NYCDA.com at Strayer University. Thank you. Good information. Carl McDonald is the CEO of the Strayer Educational Systems.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.